with speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
Well, I can stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Joel, are you there?
I am, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. Anyway, we had a wonderful Monday and Tuesday with Joel, came to visit us here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay, a beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and really enjoyed having him. But now we're have to get back to reality and what's really going on in the world. So why don't you pick up the story there, Joel? What are we going to discuss this morning?
Well, we're going to discuss oil prices, market and manipulative forces at work. This is the topic of today's World Affairs Brief. The new issue is coming out to subscribers. Before I begin, I want to say it was a great treat to be with you, Dr. Stan, to meet you personally. Dr. Stan is every bit as knowledgeable as your listeners probably are aware of already. And one of the reasons is this tremendous library that Stan Monteith has at his home. I have never seen, even in my Uncle W. Cleon Skousen's home, a library so extensive and so up-to-date as Dr. Stan's. I could just spend days on end in that library and never find a book that I've already read. So this is a great tribute to your reading ability, Dr. Stan, and to your knowledge base.
Well, I wish I had read all of the books that are there, but in fact, I could spend months just in that library, but we have to get the information out. So anyway, it was a wonderful, wonderful treat having you and your wife with me.
And I also was pleased to see the operation that you run there on Radio Liberty in terms of the vast resources that are available to listeners to purchase from Radio Liberty, and I certainly highly recommend that people look at your the offerings of this organization. Just have a tremendous amount of information, and some of which is available nowhere else. You have some very unique pieces that are just a tremendous resource for understanding the hidden agenda behind people's actions. So this was a great time to be with you, Dr. Stan.
Well, thanks so much.
In any case, you know, the price of oil and gasoline continues to rocket upward, even as demand for gasoline wanes. Miles driven by American motors have actually dropped over 4% compared to last year. So the effect of high prices are there. And there's still a lot more cost-cutting to come as people scramble to buy more fuel-efficient vehicles. Automotive manufacturers can't keep up with the demand, mostly because their factories are geared for building SUVs and pickups, and those sales have dropped almost 50%. This is a tremendous dislocation for a major industry. I might say that this is good for the economy in certain respects because clearly Americans don't need to drive SUVs down to the mall. SUVs have four-wheel drive and really are needed for serious times when you need traction, and very rarely does a person need that. So I think it's good that people park those things, stop using them except when they're needed to haul heavy loads or go in difficult terrain or weather conditions, and then use smaller fuel-efficient vehicles for their overall driving. Now, even though demand overall is increasing, the rate of increase is actually slowing, Dr. Stan, even in China and India, where the masses are now feeling and beginning to have access to personal vehicles. Just as the budding personal car movement is beginning to take hold in third world countries, especially Africa and China and the subcontinent, it's about to be snuffed out as rising prices threaten to dampen demand in that sector for all but the wealthy. You know, this is the European model. The reason there are so many BMWs, Audis, and Mercedes purchased in Europe, the highest price vehicles, is because if you can afford the gas, you can easily afford a Mercedes. The gas, you know, nowadays will cost you about $300,000 over the life of the car. So what difference does it make if a car costs $60,000 or even $80,000? It's peanuts compared to the fuel cost. And that's the problem that's hitting these poor people around the world who are just starting to get to be able to afford a vehicle, and now they can't afford the fuel. Now, there are definitely some pernicious non-free market forces at work here, as the demand curve for oil is nowhere near as steep as the rising price of oil. And this week, I'm helping people analyze why. According to CNN Money, the Department of Transportation said Monday that Americans drove 11 billion miles less in March 2008 than the year earlier, making the first time since 1979 that there's been a decline in that respect. So believe me, this is having an effect. And gasoline demand has fallen 0.6% so far in 2008. And yet prices keep going up almost 10 cents a week. So if demand is falling, why are prices still rising almost 10 cents a week and in such a coordinated manner? And this is interesting because, you know, as you and I both remember, Dr. Stan, prices used to increase, but it would go in waves here and there around the city. One brand would be significantly lower, and then it would take about a week for them to notice that other people had raised their prices, and then they would slowly raise, but there would be competition. People would undercut those prices. And suddenly, you know, within a two-hour period, prices all over town, when they change, all go up the exact same amount. And that just can't be done by free market principles alone. That takes major coordination, probably at the level of the distributors of refined oil products. And, you know, part of the problem is that, as I explained a few weeks ago, most drivers are not in a position to change their commuting habits. It's locked into our suburban lifestyle. The manipulators who are driving prices upward are doing so knowing the buyers have little choice but to keep buying at almost any price. We are truly hostages to our work and living habits, which we don't really want to change, even though urban living close to work has its advantages. It is a death trap during major crises when urban services fail and panic ensues as people have no fallback position for personal self-sufficiency. This is a serious thing that people need to consider, and that's why in my book, Strategic Relocation, I recommend that people have contingency plans, alternate living arrangements made outside the city so they have some place to go when there's a problem. You know, even as I visited the semi-rural areas, such as where you live in Santa Cruz, it's amazing how many houses have been built up in the hills around Santa Cruz. A lot of them found that out, of course, during the latest wildfires. They swept through and burned a few homes, and fortunately, hopefully they've got that contained now. Is that right, Dr. Stan?
It's looking pretty good. We'll be back in just a moment here, and with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And, go right ahead, Joel.
So we're talking about the why oil prices keep rising even as demand keeps falling. We've just mentioned that all of this is pushing people, and I think there's an agenda behind this to push people towards greater urbanization, and there is a severe downside to urbanization, even though it's more efficient to getting work. That only is true as long as everything within an urban area works like clockwork. As soon as there are major service failures, panic ensues and people have no fallback position because you don't have any place to grow a garden, you don't have your own water supply, very few people have any food supplies, and so they are hostage to the fact that they're in a sea of millions of other people. And that's why I do recommend that people who live in major urban areas always prepare for storage of foods and water within their facilities, as well as some fuel, if it can be done in a safe manner, and then prepare to with a 72-hour kit to get out of town in difficult times, especially in plagues or times when there may be huge illnesses. They need to get distance between them and large population centers. But, you know, for 10 to 20% of the U.S. population, the limit of fuel affordability is fast approaching or has already passed. I fully expect to see a rash of credit card defaults in the next 2 or 3 months. Everyone is putting their gasoline purchases on their credit cards, and they will not be able to pay these bills at the end of the month. Their credit, a revolving credit, will keep rolling over at 18 to 21% interest rates until they cannot make the payments. Now, I estimate that most commuters are having to add $150 to $200 a month to their accounts. That's on top of their normal $405 per month that they're already paying for fuel. So gasoline purchases are eating into the disposable income of even middle-class Americans. The retail economy is starting to feel the pinch as buyers get more scarce and have less to spend. The only exception seems to be teens. We're still spending with abandon on their parents' dime. That their time will come too, of course. But most teens are just totally oblivious to the increasing financial problems of their parents. They have a lifestyle to maintain with all their electronic gadgetry, and they're not about to stop. But their time will come. And sadly, I feel that most of them are just unprepared for the tough decisions and the self-control that is necessary when belt tightening happens. You know, one older friend mentioned that it felt like the 1920s to him, with people still living high on the hog, but just a few years away from having to make radical changes, like it had to do during the Depression. Radical changes in lifestyle that will last for decades and ultimately end in another world war. I think he may be right.
I certainly agree. I concur. I think we're in for very difficult times, and, of course, whenever you have those difficult times, then, of course, you have to involve the people in war, else they'll get very angry with the government. But, of course, war distracts them from their own personal suffering.
Well, you know, I've been torn between these two scenarios, Stan. whether or not they were going to give us a depression prior to war, which kind of makes people, you know, clamor for something to bring them out of the, or to blame, you know, their problems on. And as in World War II, it got people a sense of purpose. Everyone went back to work. Of course, it was, you know, the government had room to deficit spend in those days because they had been not doing so very much prior. They'd been inflating the economy in other ways, but a lot of it was through Wall Street and deficit spending. But I have also been thinking that the powers that be want people fat, dumb, and happy right up to the time that we get a preemptive nuclear strike on America so as to maximize the shock effect on them. And the panic effect, and so far we'll see which one turns out. Either way, it's not going to be pretty. So let's talk about who sets the oil prices. Sellers are demanding, of course, huge premiums for oil, using peak oil as an excuse. Peak oil does exist as far as existing oil fields are concerned, but as I have written elsewhere, there are huge deposits here in America that the government, in collusion with environmentalists, is keeping off the market. That's one side of the manipulation equation. Even though it's a seller's market, both sellers and users set the price. And there is yet another demand factor that is part of the manipulation, speculation. You know, a few months ago I made a piece on the economy. And I talked about the fact that there are two essential economies. There is the normal investment economy where people transfer savings and investment into productive endeavors, and there's a very close relationship. There's also another whole economy which is just a huge balloon speculative economy. There are people out there who never invest actually in productive investors that are only speculating in currencies and commodities and running the averages and the differences between prices that don't actually ever get to productive endeavors. And these are the ones that have attracted the highest rates of return. And but this is very dangerous for the economy because once people get used to the highest returns in these speculative endeavors, they have no interest in long-term growth, the more stable growth that occurs when you invest in actual business propositions. Almost 70% of those who bid on oil contracts are deliberately trying to drive the price upward in a massive speculative move. Only 30% are actually bidding on oil that they use. Now, we have our own government to blame for debasing our own currency for this. Now, oil prices are more affected by the futures market than direct purchases by consumers based on current needs. Futures markets were developed a long time ago as a way to hedge against shortages and price volatility in commodities like oil. Users whose entire business models depend on a steady supply of oil, such as refiners and manufacturers who turn oil into byproducts like plastics, tires, and other products, can afford or cannot afford to run short. They buy futures contracts to ensure that supply. For example, Southwest Airlines has done better than other airlines, precisely because of the prudent use of futures contracts, giving them a cheaper supply of aviation fuel. Now, when those run out, they have had to negotiate other future contracts that are more expensive. But generally, because they do it in the future, they're cheaper than if they had to go out and buy fuel on the open market today. Now, it used to be that only oil companies and end users bid on these markets, but now, as I said, 70% of the market is dominated by speculators who deal anonymously through special confidentiality rules created by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. We're also dealing with a group of index traders like pension funds, university endowments, and other big institutional investors who look for markets that are going in one direction for long periods of time. They move in with long positions to capitalize on that proposition that, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. That's what's happening in the oil market. You can't hardly go wrong. So it's attracting a lot of investors who try to dump dollars into something productive. According to the Washington Post, hedge funds and big Wall Street banks are taking advantage of loopholes in the federal trading limits to buy massive amounts of oil contracts And it's this practice that's pushing oil prices to record highs. The federal agency that oversees oil trading, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, has exempted these firms from rules that limit speculative buying, a prerogative traditionally reserved for airlines and trucking companies that need to lock in future fuel costs. Now, this was not accidental, this reservation. The CFTC is staffed by people handpicked by Wall Street insider brokerage firms, the very same ones that have insider dealings with secretive U.S. plunge protection teams. So, once again, you know, this is the fox guarding the hen house, giving insider advantage to certain banks that nobody else gets to speculate freely without running afoul of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. They have waived regulations over the past decade on U.S. investors who trade commodities on some of these overseas markets. And, you know, one of those is the Intercontinental Exchange, or ICC, an electronic trading platform that's actually headquartered in Atlanta, but it's been given an exemption and it runs on English regulations rather than U.S. regulations. I mean, how do you get these kinds of regulations? Obviously, you know, you can't do it in an open forum and saying, you know, I'm going to start a company and I want to have it regulated not by U.S. law but by British law because it's easier on me. I mean, can you imagine how far that would get? But these people who are insiders tend to do that. Now, the key leveraging factor for driving up future prices is market instability. We've got no shortage of that. When uncertainty goes up, so does the price one is willing to bid on to ensure a supply of fuel in the future. Prices can be bid up many times their actual value, especially if you have countries and speculators entering the market with large caches of dollars. Add to this the ability to buy on tiny margins of 2 to 3%, which was created by the Commodities Futures Trading Commission in late 1999, and speculators can sway the markets in a massive way. So the price of oil is related to the rise in the money supply. Even though inflation, you know, some people ask, how can inflation of 3% explain a sevenfold increase in the price of oil since 2001? Well, it can't. Even if you take into account the government's purposeful manipulation of the CPI downward to hide the true rate of inflation, which is approaching 10% per annum. Now, this is there is a difference between price inflation and monetary inflation. Price inflation lags behind monetary inflation. Also, in past years, when the world economy was loading up on dollars, our economy was able to export inflation abroad without hurting domestic prices much at all. Or, you know, affecting domestic prices at all. Now that the world is awash in dollars, its value is falling fast and inflation is hitting home with a vengeance. The more worldwide holders of dollars seek to unload excess dollars by buying American products, property, and oil futures, the more we will see growing price inflation. And the ultimate cause, of course, is government dilution of the dollar by money and credit creation. Blame government for these rising prices, not the free market, which is only responding to a devalued monetary unit. Now, in addition to the real inflationary rate of money, we also have to deal with speculators' expectations of future money inflation. Speculators don't believe all the calming assurances of the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve relative to the current debt crisis. They know that the U.S. will keep pumping billions into the faltering economy, and that spells a weak dollar, so they're betting against it by buying a commodity that will rise with the price of oil rather than dealing in currencies alone. As Paul Craig Roberts noted recently, he said, by pumping out money in an effort to forestall recession and paper over balance sheet problems, the Federal Reserve is driving up commodity and food prices in general. Yet American incomes are not growing or keeping pace. Even without jobs offshoring, U.S. economic policies put the bulk of the population on a path to lower living standards. And this is what I fear we're headed for, Dr. Stan. We just simply aren't going to be able to afford the things that we have gotten so easily in this American economy for many decades.
Well, I really think this is part of a long-range plan to lower our living standards and raise the living standards of people in other countries. But they can't tell the American people that. They'd be furious if they realized that this was official government policy to impoverish the American people.
Well, you know, there are other manipulation factors as well, especially in gasoline prices. The major oil companies have purposely kept refining capacity low so that they could eventually manipulate the price of fuel, which they're doing now. Now the demand is dropping. It's interesting to note that rather than keeping output high so that they can bring prices down, they're cutting refinery output. This is incredible. They're cutting output. Refining capacity is down to the 80 to 85% level compared to 95% just last year.
Well, it's all supply and demand, you know. They create artificial shortages. They keep the price. We'll be right back with the old scouts.
Great news for you. With our buy one, get one free laser package sale, now is the time to get on the path to vibrant, smooth skin. Got wrinkles, sun damage, age spots, or other skin problems? We can help. At Radiant Clinic, we use the latest and best in laser technology to remedy just about any skin issues. Don't miss out on our buy one, get one free laser package sale. For all our exciting specials, visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If you have a yard or maybe a field, you may plan on digging in it. Perhaps you want to put in a swimming pool, add a super awesome barbecue pit, or bury a comically large chest of pirate booty.
Yarr.
But before you dig, you should know that there are buried pipelines in lots of places, maybe even under your own little patch of St. Augustine. If you dig and hit one of these pipelines, it could cause a leak, and that could cause serious problems.
Sorry.
So before you find buried pipelines with a shovel or a backhoe, find them with a phone. Call 811 before you dig to have any buried lines located and marked at no charge. Remember, before you dig for any reason, be it construction, a sprinkler system, or tunneling your way to sweet, sweet freedom, call 811 first. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. But before we go on, Joel, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and perhaps go ahead and subscribe to it?
They can go to my website, which is www.worldaffairsbrief.com, and where they can get a synopsis of the current World Affairs Brief. There on the front page, it also tells them that if they want a one-time sample of the World Affairs Brief to see if they'd like to subscribe, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send one out. The current brief will be up in a few hours, So if they want to cover some of the things we're talking today, they can get that brief. They want the last week's brief, which is still on the website. They can ask for that as well. Lots of free things on the website as well. Of special note are the things on the right-hand column, where I talk about government cover-ups. This is one of the best way to understand how men, evil men in government and the dark side of government colludes to take away liberty. And while we don't have outright proofs in many respects, there's a great deal of evidence that points to collusion between various branches of government who should be separate, but more and more it seems like there is a controlling hand that controls both Congress and the executive and even the judicial at times as they collude to cover up illegal acts of government, and this has been going on for many, many years. So this is what we're facing, and you know, ultimately, as your books have pointed out, Dr. Sand, this is related to the Brotherhood of Darkness, satanic and evil forces that you know, have the ability to use their powers to work against what is right, and people need to wake up to these great things. A special note might be my major theory about how, what I believe the globalists are doing with these wars of intervention, where this is leading. This is in a piece called Strategic Threats of the Coming Decade, and it's focused on a link on the right-hand side of the website. So I encourage people to go to worldaffairsbrief.com.
I would encourage them to. I go there every morning myself, so you go right ahead, Joel.
Well, you know, I don't think we're going to expect much from Congress except verbal outrage if their dismal performance at a hearing before big oil company executives is any example. Despite all the blustering on behalf of consumers this week, the Senate Republicans killed legislation, believe it or not, that would have eliminated billions of dollars in federal subsidies for the oil and gas industry. This is incredible that with record profits, they're still getting these subsidies from the American taxpayer. Huge tax breaks, which they certainly do not deserve. Few Americans realize that despite these profits, you know, they're still getting subsidies. They just don't realize it. And it's true, this bill contains all kinds of unwise incentives to force companies to invest in, quote, renewable fuels. That's like the ethanol craze, perhaps the worst of the interventions in the markets we have seen to date. Ethanol production is gobbling up over 30% of corn crops in the United States and depleting food supplies to dangerous levels, and it takes more than a gallon of fuel to produce a gallon of ethanol. Other food products like wheat are also rising in response to the corn shortage. Farmers are still clamoring for their subsidies even as crop prices rise dramatically. Now, of course, the price they're paying in increased diesel fuel is probably offsetting those subsidies substantially. But in any case, I'm not sanguine about Congress's ability to come through. The Congress and the Commodities Futures Trading Commission are creating a special task force as a public relations move that critics say won't actually lower prices. It's a great way to appear to be doing something when you're not. More telling of insider control that is exercised in these so-called investigations is to look at who will make up the committee. This new task force will include representatives from, yes, you expected, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, Securities and Exchange Commission, and Departments of Energy and Agriculture. These are the same people that are staffed with Wall Street insiders to run these commissions. This is the fox guarding the hen house again. So, in summary, we are dealing with market forces, speculation, and outright manipulation of the oil markets. And I suspect government is part of it, looking the other way at least. Bill Chilton, one of the few honest commissioners on the CFTC, also suspects something is wrong when he says, quote, the leaders of Saudi Arabia have said that today's high prices aren't justified by market fundamentals, and I think the Saudis know a little bit about oil markets. So do I, but they're not free to tell all. The Saudis and other Arab leaders were allowed to stay on the throne after expropriating and nationalizing Anglo-American oil interest by promising to keep the West amply supplied and to do their financial dealings with American and British-controlled banks in dollars. This is one of the reasons why Saddam still had $50 billion in U.S. banks when the U.S. invaded his country. That money is still being held hostage to this day to force the current Iraqi government to bend to U.S. wishes in the region. So, you know, as I've covered in previous World Affairs Brief, there's this Iraqi secret deal, which is no longer very secret, creating outrage around the world. This has been brokered by the Bush administration with the al-Maliki government in Iraq. The whole world, of course, is outraged at the behind-the-scenes maneuvering by the Bush administration to secure a permanent presence in Iraq. And most Iraqis are also incensed and rightly view the al-Maliki government as a puppet regime. Patrick Cockburn of the UK Independent has got most of the story on this. He says that the Bush administration is leveraging tens of billions of dollars in seized Iraqi assets to force the Iraqi government to accept several demands in a long-term deal in keeping U.S. troops in Iraq. The demands have included maintaining 58 permanent military bases in Iraq, immunity for American troops and for independent contractors, a free hand to conduct military operations without Iraqi approval, and control of all Iraqi airspace. And they call Iraq a sovereign nation. This is ludicrous. You know, the Iraqi reserves, this money, is in the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. The reason it's there is historical and rather surprising, says Cockburn. It dates from 1990 when Saddam invaded Kuwait, and there are still sanctions against Iraq as a danger to the rest of the world. That money, about $50 billion, is in the bank, but there have been many court cases brought against it by American companies who Saddam Hussein owes money. Now, it's protected currently, that is, protected from being doled out to American companies by a presidential edict of immunity. Now, get this, Dr. Stan. The courts have awarded this money to American corporations who were doing business with Iraq and who didn't get paid. And the president has stopped the disbursement of the money to Americans in order to hold this money hostage, offering it to the Iraqi government, you know, in contravention of what the courts are willing to pay Americans.
Well, there was another instance where people had been arrested and tortured by Saddam Hussein. They brought legal action here in the United States. The courts awarded the people large settlements against the Iraqi funds that you're talking about, and President Bush has said, no, the people cannot be compensated for the torture. We've got the money, and we're going to give it back to the Iraqis. People don't understand. Long-term planning has nothing to do with right and wrong. Courts are simply a figment of your imagination. When the government wants to intervene, it doesn't matter what the court or the jury's find. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, Joel Skousen. So let's go ahead and wrap up the program, though. Joel, we've got about 5-7 minutes.
Well, you know, because of the growing unrest in Iraq about the terms of this not-so-secret deal, Cockburn says the U.S. is making some concessions to allow al-Maliki to save face. For example, the U.S. is lowering the number of bases it wants from 58 to the low dozens. And it is willing to compromise on legal immunity for foreign contractors, according to information leaked to The Independent. This is only verbal weaseling, though. I doubt if the U.S. is going to give up legal immunity for Blackwater and other contractors who do these evil deeds that they have done so far. George Bush is willing to modify some of the demands, or at least appear to modify, so the Iraqi government can declare a significant climb down by the American side. But the U.S. currently only maintains about 30 large bases in Iraq, and some of the sizes, some of these are the size of small cities. The rest are forward operating bases. The U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Ryan Crocker, denied the Independent report that the U.S. wanted permanent bases in Iraq. But the reality of the U.S. plan is that the Iraq Authority would be purely nominal, and it would have a few Iraqi soldiers stationed outside the base, but would have no control over what goes on inside the base. The new deal between Iraq and the U.S. is, in theory, a, quote, status of forces agreement, which the U.S. already has with more than 80 other countries. But in practice, it is a maneuver by the U.S. administration to avoid calling the agreement a treaty, which under U.S. law would then have to be submitted to the Senate. With American politicians wholly absorbed, of course, in the presidential election, there appears to be only limited interest by Congress in demanding that this agreement, when signed, be submitted to them. I mean, it's just amazing how little uproar we hear from Congress about this, even though it's a major issue around the world. Senior Iraqi politicians denouncing the deal include members of the main governing party, the Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq. He says, their leader says, if there is sovereignty in Iraq, where is it? If it is left to them, the U.S., they would ask for immunity even for American dogs. Other Iraqi politicians have questioned the continuation of American occupation in any form. Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki promised Iranian leaders during his visit to Iran last week that the Iraqi territory would not be used as an American platform for a military attack on Iran. Now that's going to be one promise impossible to keep. The rest of the brief, I cover extensively evidence of what the U.S. is intending to attack Iran and what the latest status of it is.
It's interesting. Frightening that Iran is frantically pulling their money out of the Iranians pulling their money out of European banks, anticipating that when the attack comes, that money will be frozen. So, the Iranians smart enough to that apparently they're not only pulling the money out of the banks, but they're buying gold, laying in supplies in preparation for the coming war.
Yes, it is a problem of what to do with the money the Arabs really don't have or haven't had up to the past significant banking facilities that, most of the growth and investment that occurs in the world occurs in Western countries. The exception to that is the nation of Bahrain, where they're building these huge cities. Even Western establishment money is pouring into the Middle East, building up this huge new capital city in Bahrain that has ultra-modern buildings built right on the coast. They're trying to make a huge mega city. There's just tremendous amounts of money. But prior to that time, there was virtually no major investment that was going on in Arab countries to which they could apply their oil dollars. And that's why they were kept in American banks. But Iran, as you say, is very smart to be pulling that out rapidly. And I think they know the handwriting's on the wall. They'd be foolish if they didn't know. Representative John Conyers of New York, chair of the House Judiciary Committee, sent George Bush a letter which received virtually no media coverage, warning that if he attacks Iran without congressional approval, it would be grounds for impeachment. Now, I believe this is a hollow threat. House Democrats unanimously voted this week to send Dennis Kucinich's resolution of impeachment back to committee, where the chairman, John Conyers himself, has publicly refused to hold Bush constitutionally accountable. This move effectively kills the resolution, since it will never get out of committee. The Republicans voted to send it to open debate simply because they wanted to embarrass the Democrats. Rumor has it that several senators have been briefed about the possibility of war with Iran. I believe those rumors are true. Something is afoot. What is clear, though, is that Prime Minister Olmert of Israel was very pleased with his meeting with the president. I believe that he's on the way out in Iran because of corruption, or in Israel because of corruption scandals, just as President Bush is on the way out. I think it's very probable these two lame duck presidents will, in fact, launch an attack on Iran, and then they can hand this war already in progress over to new administrations, who, even though it may be Barack Obama, who claims to be anti-war, he will have no choice but to support our troops and continue the war. And this is exactly how they want to hand the anti-war movement an excuse to continue the war. And if Barack Obama wins, their own anti-war president says it's okay. I think we have a scenario whereby they could compromise the anti-war government in this nation. Now, in other news, Ron Paul has ended his campaign for president formally and decided to throw his remaining $4.7 million in campaign costs to a new Ron Paul campaign for liberty. It's yet to see how this is going to play out. I would hope that Ron Paul would also endorse Chuck Baldwin as the candidate for president. You know, he could even endorse two people, say either or. Representative Barr, who's running on the Libertarian ticket, who I don't completely trust, and Chuck Baldwin on the Constitution ticket, who I do fully trust. But both would certainly help people not vote for the lesser of two evils by voting Republican.
Amen to that. I would agree with that 100%. Well, we're out of time, Joel. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah Congregation Sunday, June the 15th for Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. The location is the North Shore Park of Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. That's the amphitheater. Bring your own lunch and drink, no glass containers, please, and bring a blanket to sit on and some protection from the sun. Praise and worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Special guest speakers, Dr. Frank Morgan, Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry, and Dr. Bree Keaton. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245 or 303-654-9924.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed Joel. I agree with almost everything he says. He's certainly one of the most astute observers we have, and I feel it's a real privilege to have him here and for you to have the opportunity to hear what he has to say every week. Well, this is the time when we want to remind our listeners my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're entering into very, very difficult times. If you're one of the millions of Americans who's head over heels in credit card debt and don't know how to get out, we do have a program. It's not my program, but it's a program put forward by some people that we are working with. And if you'd like to know how to get out of your credit card debt, you could always call us at 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to put you in touch with them. I think their program is good, and they promise to get you out of debt in between 12 to 36 months. But they have a different approach. It works very well. They negotiate with your credit card companies to get them to reduce the debt. So if you're interested, give us a call at 800-544-8927. At least see what they have to say. Then, of course, we want to hope that maybe you'll want to get some of the material we have. We actually carry a 4-tape set on the oil deception. Interviews with Lindsay Williams, who incidentally is no longer speaking out on this issue. His book is no longer available. You want to see what they can accomplish? Go up on Amazon, try to get a copy of the book, The Energy Non-Crisis. You'll find Amazon doesn't have any. There aren't any used ones. It's almost as if somebody has bought them all up. But you can still hear Lindsay and get his story with our 4-tape set on the oil deception. It is vitally important that you get it. We hope that you will, that you'll copy our tapes or DVD or CDs, if you prefer, and get that information out. That's the oil deception, a very important 4-tape set at this time. And if you ask for copies of our newsletters, we'll send them to you free of charge. We have two newsletters, September, October of 2005. You can pull them down at our website at radioliberty.com. Now, how do you understand what's going on? It is frank madness to consider an attack on Iran at this time. Trying to provoke an attack like they provoked the war in Vietnam with a phony Gulf of Tonkin incident. But, you see, it doesn't matter that it is not rational what's going on. We are not dealing with rational people. And behind them are powerful spiritual forces, which is why my book and talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness is so important. You can get the DVD, you can get the book, you can get the tape. Or if you can't afford it, go up on our website at radioliberty.com, click in on the DVDs, and you can actually see my talk there on the Brotherhood of Darkness. Then we have the talk, The Forbidden Secret. Important that you get this. Understand that there really is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years, and for the first time in history, this is being popularized in the general society. Ordinarily, it's always been kept a secret for the elite. But now it's being popularized by Oprah Winfrey and by Larry King and by Ellen DeGeneres and by Jim Carrey. If you want to get the DVD, The Forbidden Secret, and the syllabus that goes with it, you don't have to get the syllabus, but we recommend it. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, for our leaders, our ministers, and pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. If we're on the front lines of this spiritual battle, So until Monday at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and